1 John chapter 5. Drawing in near to the end of our study of the book of 1 John, I think we have today and one more message from this book. First John chapter 5, verse 6 will be where we begin our reading. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? This is He who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. And if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which He has testified of His Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of His Son. And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we do thank you, Lord, and we praise you for your precious Son, knowing that Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, came to this earth to be the avenue of forgiveness for mankind for our sins. And now, Lord, may we take heed and be encouraged by the writings of John here, that we may know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are your children. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. That you may know. John writes in verse 13, he said, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life." That word "know," it means to be very, very sure. Maybe we'd say, "For certain, I absolutely, positively know that Jesus is the Son of God. And because Jesus is the Son of God, I have eternal life, because I place my faith and my trust in Him." You see, there are too many today, or there are many today, that don't know. That are hoping hoping that when they get before God, their good has outweighed their bad, and God's going to say, "You're good enough, come on in. You're not going to heaven." Okay? If that's your avenue. There are those who, even though are saved, and place their faith and their trust in Jesus Christ, who deal with doubt. And we're going to talk about that today. The goal of this message today is that when you walk out of here, you will absolutely know beyond a shadow of a doubt where you're going. And that where you're going will be heaven because of Jesus Christ. You say, "Brother Doug, okay, how do I know?" Number one, you know by the confirmation that has been presented. Verse 7 and 8 have a repeated phrase, and that repeated phrase is "bear witness." That means to testify or to confirm. It would be like, "I tell you something that I have firsthand knowledge of, that I absolutely know, and because I have firsthand knowledge, I can tell you, and because you know I have firsthand knowledge, you'll believe me." That's the idea. It's just like in a court of law. When you have seen something, you would testify what you have seen. And in the text, it says, in heaven, there are three witnesses: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They testify that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And on earth, there are three witnesses, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. All these agree and testify that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And so, the first step is figuring out all these testimonies. Okay? Of having assurance, the first step of having assurance in knowing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God is taking a look at the testimonies. And the first testimony that we're going to talk about is the testimony of water. Okay? The water that it talks about there in verse 8 is the baptism. The baptism of Jesus Christ. I understand, you know, baptism today has, for a lot of people, become this nice little religious exercise. But baptism is a pictorial ordinance. It pictures the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it is not a religious ceremony. It is a spiritual testimony. It declares Jesus Christ. And we go back to the baptism of Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 3, where Jesus approached John the Baptist and asked John the Baptist to baptize him. And John said, "Oh no, I can't baptize you. You should be baptizing me." But Jesus said, "Permit it to be so, for this is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." And you know, if you just read that, the first thought is Jesus said, "It's just right for me to be baptized," but it was deeper than that. You know, the baptism of Jesus Christ Himself was a testimony of where Jesus was going. It was a testimony. You see, baptism represents the death of Jesus Christ, the burial of Jesus Christ, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the grave. And so when Jesus come to John and said, "I need to be baptized," what He's doing, He's picturing where He's going. He's declaring to the world, "I'm going to die for the sin of mankind. I'm going to be buried and I'm going to raise up from the dead victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And that's what I'm about." That's the testimony of Jesus Christ. The baptism declares it. And it didn't just, the act itself wasn't the only declaration. In verse 16, it says, "And when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him." And then verse 17, this is the important part, "And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.'" How do we know that Jesus is the Son of God? Because God the Father Himself declared it when Jesus was baptized. And I believe it. I believe it. I can only imagine as Jesus came up out of that water and the Spirit of God descended on. I like to think about those things. I wonder what that would be, what that looked like. But there's no thinking about what it sounded like when God said, "This is my Son." And if you are looking at any other thing to get you to heaven other than Jesus Christ, beloved, you're not going. There is one way to heaven. No other name given among men whereby men must be saved. And it's declared through the water baptism of Jesus Christ. And it's declared even through the baptism of people today. You know, and never get the idea that baptism's not important. It is important. Baptism is a testimony. Baptism says, "I belong to Jesus and I want the world to know." So if you've been putting off baptism, you need to get with it. Jesus died for you. The least you can do is testify for Jesus. Okay? Then let's look at the testimony of the blood. The blood that is talked about in the text, it's talking about the testimony of the cross. You realize, you know, that Calvary was a declaration of who Jesus was. Even before Jesus went to the cross of Calvary, when He stood before Pilate, you remember what Pilate said in John chapter 19, verse 4? Pilate said, "Behold, I'm bringing Him out to you that you may know that I find no fault in Him." You know what that testimony is? That testimony is Jesus was the flawless Lamb of God. Without spot or without blemish. That was the declaration before He even went to the cross of Calvary. And when Jesus went to the cross of Calvary, that his final words as he hung there on that cross where he said, "It is finished." Again, a testimony. A testimony that declared the sin debt of mankind had been paid. That's what the word "it is finished" means. Teletestai in Greek. It is paid in full. And Jesus hanging on that cross is declaring to everyone who can hear or even read the words. He's declaring, your sins have been paid for. It doesn't matter how bad you think you are. You can be a sexual deviant. You can be a thief, a liar, a murderer. And Jesus, the blood of Jesus, can cleanse you from all your sins. Listen to who Jesus is. And then, as Jesus hung there, John chapter 19, verse 34, one of the soldiers, it said, pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And here's the good part in John's writing this, John chapter 19, verse 35, and he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he's telling the truth, so that you may believe. John says, I've been there, and I have seen it firsthand. I saw it when the soldier pierced the side of Jesus Christ, and the blood and the water flowed from his side. Why did that have to happen? Because the Scripture says, all things are purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Listen, my friends. Hear the testimony. Hear the testimony of the cross. Hear the testimony of baptism. Know it. Know where your faith lies. I know because it has been confirmed from above. I also know because it's confirmed within. I have a conviction. I know by conviction. That's the spiritual part here. It says the water, the blood, and the Spirit. The testimony of the Spirit. What is that? Well, listen. That's the conviction, the moving, the drawing of the Holy Spirit. John 16 and 8 says, and when He has come, He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and judgment. Oh, listen. I recall the day I was saved. I was 8 years old. And I didn't know a lot, but I knew I was wrong. Do you remember what it's like? When you, knowing that you were lost, knowing that if you were to die that day, that you'd spend eternity in hell. And so something stirred within you as you were convicted of your sin. And something stirred even deeper that I've got to take care of this. And something drew you to the source of salvation, which was Jesus Christ. You know what that was? That was the Spirit of God testifying who Jesus Christ was to you for the very first time. I remember what it was like. I bawled like a baby. I was 8 years old. And I did not, listen, I wasn't a deviant at 8 years old, okay? But I knew I was a sinner. And I praise God that the Holy Spirit still convicts of sin. Do you realize? Do you realize God's Spirit still works? We just need to learn how to listen. You know? God's Spirit still convicting the lost that they're in a lost condition in need of a Savior. It's still pointing them toward Jesus, and we try to ignore it and deny it. But there is a testimony there. A testimony that says Jesus is the way to salvation. Not only is the testimony of the Spirit that drew me, there is a testimony of Spirit within me. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 16, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Do you have that assurance? Do you? Do you know that you belong to Jesus Christ? How do you know? You say, Brother Doug, how do you know? I know because inside of me, the Spirit of God says, hey, you belong to Jesus. When I was growing up, I was the son of Linville Hamburg. Everything I did, I knew I had to answer to Linville Hambrick because he was my father. Right? Well, listen, since I've been saved, I'm a son of the living God. And now on the inside of me, there is the knowledge that I am responsible to my Heavenly Father. That Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. You say, Brother Doug, how do you know? Because it's there. I can't explain it to you. I can't describe it to you. I just know that the Spirit of God lives within me and says you are a child of the living God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Do you have that assurance? You know, I think that's what trips a lot of people up today, is the doubts. Have you ever noticed how that Christians have doubts? And if you're a child of God, at some point you probably have had doubts. Thinking, am I really saved or not? Did I say the right words? Did I walk down the aisle? Did I do everything right? And you know, and these questions just kind of build and to the point that you, am I saved or am I not? Am I saved or am I not? Am I saved or... Have you ever noticed that in the child of God, doubts come, not certainties, when your salvation is being challenged? What are you talking about, Brother Doug? I'm talking about when Satan loves to hinder and stand against the testimony of the Spirit within you. Okay? And he loves to get you in that point where you don't know what to do. And see, when you doubt, you don't know what to do. Why? Because you can't figure out if you're saved or not. If you knew for sure you were lost, you'd call upon Jesus and ask Him to save you, right? But as long as you're in this limbo in between stage, you don't know what to do. You don't know if you need to be saved. You don't know if you just need to grow in your faith. You don't know. Now my question is this. We're going to lay the doubts aside today. Okay? You're going to lay all the doubts aside? Say amen if you're going to lay all the doubts aside. Have you come to that point in your life where you gave Jesus Christ your life? Where you called upon Him for salvation and you know at that time He came to live in your heart? Can you go back to that time? Do you know that happened? If you did, it's done. It's done. You don't have to be one of these people who say, well, I was saved one time. No, if you were ever saved, you're still saved. What Satan does, he tries to plant doubts, not certainties, to get you in that position of you don't know what to do. You know? So my challenge to you today is very simply make up your mind. Believe the testimony of the cross. Believe the testimony of the water. Believe the testimony of the blood. And decide, is Jesus Christ my Lord? Is He my Savior? Is He the Lord of my life? And if He's not, take care of it. Call upon the name of Jesus, because whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Yeah. It's pretty simple. Are you saved? Do you have the assurance? And if you do, believe that testimony of the Spirit. Brother Doug, how do you know the Spirit's right? Verse 6 that we read. Jesus says, this is He who came by water and blood. Jesus Christ, not only water, but by water and blood. And this is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. That's just like me and you saying, the Spirit is right. Okay? If the Spirit's declaring Jesus Christ, the Spirit is right. If your avenue of salvation is Jesus Christ, the Spirit is right. And you can believe that Spirit. Finally, I know that I'm saved not only by confirmation from God, I know by conviction, but I know by confidence. Listen, verse 9 says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which He has testified of His Son. I have confidence. Listen, do you know how I know I'm saved? I'm not saved because I heard a preacher preaching. I'm not saved because I followed my friends down a church aisle. I'm not saved because I was raised in church. Even though being raised in church is important, okay? I'm saved. I am saved. Not based on what I've done or anybody else has done. I'm saved based upon what Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has done in my behalf. And God has said, and God has testified, for this is the witness of God which He has testified of His Son. Verse 11 in the text that we read, and this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Listen, my confidence is not in a church, in a preacher, in what I've done. My confidence is in Jesus. How do I know it's Jesus? Because God said it Himself. And if God says it, that's enough. Amen? If God says it, that's good enough. I mean, there are people that you trust, right? People that, I mean, you would trust them with your last dollar. You would trust them with your family. You would trust them with your kids. You would trust them with your anything. Listen, I trust God with everything because He is the Creator of all the universe. He loved you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. And when the Bible says, if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. That's God's Word. That's good enough. Amen? And see, once you start to believe God for salvation, then you believe God for security in your salvation. I love John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep know my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life. And they shall never. I love that word. You know what the word never means? It means never, ever, ever. Okay? They shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who's given to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Do you realize the security that's present in a salvation that is provided not by man, but by God? Every other religion in the world is about works. You know what the problem with works is? None of us are very good at it. Right? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So our only hope is grace. Is grace. You need it. I need it. All of mankind needs it. I love the song, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Have you experienced God's amazing grace? I also love the last part most of all. The last verse. I can't sing Amazing Grace without singing the last verse. I love it. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. You see the security there, the certainty there. Oh, listen, if you don't have the security of salvation, you need to take care of it today. You need to call upon the name of Jesus, God's only begotten Son, and ask Him to save you. The Bible says, and I've had people say, well, Brother Doug, how do you know that if I ask Jesus to save me, He will, because the Bible says it. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'll tell you what, I'll believe God before I'll believe anybody else. Amen? Okay? Are you a child of God? If not, I'm going to ask you to come during this invitation. If you need to follow the Lord's scriptural baptism, if you need that testimony to be declared in your life, I belong to Jesus Christ, you come forward in this invitation. Maybe you're here and it's time to turn around. It's time for a time of repentance. You went down a wrong road and it's time to turn your life back toward the God you know who loves you and who saved you. I invite you to come. Whatever your spiritual need is today, I would just ask you this one thing. Listen to the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, and follow the conviction and leadership of God's Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the day. We thank You, Lord, for the assurance that we have as Your children. Lord, today I pray that everyone present can say, I belong to Jesus Christ, and because of Jesus Christ, I will spend eternity in heaven. And if, Lord, there's one in this congregation who cannot say that, I pray that today will be the day that they'll call upon You, the one, the true, the only Savior for all of mankind. We pray, Lord, Your will be done in this invitation in Jesus' name.